It is really a useful device, as we have found over time, because it indicates that somebody actually is in the crosswalk at the time. So that's the thing that people need to keep in mind out there.
And that's a good point. If something's always there and drivers are in that area a lot, you might just start tuning
Just
it
blow
out.
by it. That's what we found.
Kind of like when I talk and my husband just kind of tunes me out. So anyway,
no comment.
One final issue. The new building on Highway 97, how's that going to affect people?
Well, it'll save them money, I guess, is the short story for that. It'll help ODOT be more efficient in getting its job done. And we all look to having more efficiencies. The broadcasting industry is doing it. Lots of people everywhere are trying to figure out how to do more with less. And actually, if we stop leasing the buildings that we're in and put those kind of funds into a capital improvement project that we will now own later, over time it'll pay off as we reduce the payments that we're making. We get ownership of the building, and we'll put everybody involved in project development, as it's called, into the same building, so we're more in contact with one another as projects come along and can be more efficient in delivering them out to the general public on the road.
So for people that don't know, what are you doing at that facility, and where exactly is it?
Well, any highway improvement or construction needs to have its engineering done. That's surveying. It's the design of the roadway bed itself, how deep it will be, how thick it will be, what kind of rock goes into it, the kinds of right-of-way that have to be acquired, perhaps, the layout of the road, the footprint that we're going to do, the research. For instance, up here on Highway 97, where we're talking about developing a new alignment for the highway, we establish a footprint, you know, how wide is the possible area of it, and then we send scientists out to actually get on the ground and do research to find out what's there on the ground. So those kinds of people get involved, archaeology, biology, the whole world, and so those are the types of people who will take up residence in that new project development building.
And when should that be complete?
Well, at the end of 2012, we're in a preliminary planning process. You know, we have a basic architecture kind of underway, but we're trying to figure out the exact layout, and it's going to be on the same campus that we're at, so it's not going to get into some place that people don't know about. We're right there on the same campus.
And I know on the news release that went out that it said that the DMV idea is not off the table, and you're not the DMV spokesperson.
That's right.
That's still an ongoing thing, and I know that probably some public hearings are coming up.
Well, there'll be public involvement on it. We want people to know what we're doing, so we'll certainly let folks know as we get closer to making a decision about where it's going to be.
And if people have any questions for ODOT, what should they do?
Call me. Should I get my 388-6224? 388-6224.
And TripCheck is a good one,
TripCheck.com.
All right. Thanks for being here today, Peter Murphy with ODOT.